It's 5:06 and you're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Judith Sears-Poisson. Coming up, we learn about the long history of Mexicans and Mexican-Americans in Wisconsin. First, Governor Walker delivered his 8th State of the State address earlier this afternoon, highlighting the Foxconn deal and other business developments, unveiling a new child tax credit that would give Wisconsin families $100 per child annually, and also calling for changes in the state's welfare system. Sean Johnson, WPR's State Capitol Bureau Chief, joins us now to continue our look at the governor's priorities for Wisconsin. Sean, good to have you back.
Thanks for having me.
So, Sean, you've been covering the state of the state for many years now. How would you compare this speech to past ones?
I think the simple observation that was pretty apparent about a quarter of the way through the speech is this is pretty long for Governor Walker, who has typically kept these things short, especially compared to, say, Governor Jim Doyle before him, who would use this speech, as Governor Walker did today, to roll through all of his accomplishments and lay out a lengthy agenda for the legislature. You haven't heard Governor Walker do that in previous speeches, even budget addresses. You know, this is by far the longest speech he's given, and it really fit that mold of, you know, previous governors who want to go through a laundry list of stuff they've done and stuff they'd like to yet accomplish.
Well, and it's no surprise, I think, this is an election year, and I'm guessing that that plays into that.
I'm sure in terms of the content of the speech, he's been through elections before. I mean, just thinking back to the 2012 recall, he had one of these speeches, and his 2014 address was under similar circumstances. So, yes, this is an election year speech and an election year agenda. He, as you know, Walker often likes to make sure that you don't miss the big point that he is trying to drive home, and so he'll repeat it. Mm-hmm. And one of those points that he drove home this time was that they're getting things done. And so this is very similar to what he said after Senate Democrats picked up a seat in that special election recently. Why did Democrats win this Republican seat? Are you as Republicans worried? And Governor Walker said at the time, people in Wisconsin need to know that they might see Washington Republicans not getting things done, but we are. And so it's not surprising to hear the governor deliver that message in this speech. He definitely did it several times, in case you missed it.
And what was the reaction from the body, both Republicans and Democrats, during the address?
Well, anytime you have one of these speeches, it's pretty predictable that one side of the aisle is going to be standing up and applauding for a lot of what they hear a governor say. And, you know, in this case, Republicans have a big majority in the legislature in both the Assembly and the Senate, and so they were on their feet quite a bit for the governor's speech. Democrats, not so much. You know, there were some Democratic bills in this speech, and those got applause. You know,
and he actually singled out a Democrat for praise on work on, I believe it was the rural issues, maybe?
Well, the one that's, I think, that sticks out in my mind anyway is Evan Goyke,
right,
for his work on the bill that would close down Lincoln Hills, the
that's
Juvenile
right.
Correction Center, and set up 5 new institutions for juveniles around the state. He called out Evan Goyke there, and Evan Goyke got applause from both sides of the aisle, kind of a rare moment there. You also saw some applause from Democrats when he talked about, when the governor talked about making the senior care prescription drug program permanent. That's something that they have, you know, pushed for for years. So
there might be some points in the priorities that could get bipartisan support.
Oh, I mean, like something like senior care has always been, there's definite overlap there between Republicans and Democrats. I think they would probably like to own that issue because they've been the more, you know, full-throated defenders of senior care over the years, or have tried to be. Mm-hmm. But, you know, if that were to come up for a vote, you'd be, I think, hard-pressed to see Democrats voting against it in this, unless the devil were in the details. Mm-hmm. Some of his other health care stuff, not so much, because, you know, there's pros and cons to those.
And let's actually dig into that. Governor Walker unveiled his health care stability plan. This is what he had to say.
Our citizens are crying out for a stable health care system. And you know what? Washington has failed to act, so it is time for us to lead in Wisconsin. That is why today I propose the creation of a health care stability plan. Most people receive their health care coverage from their employer, And premium increases for the majority of employer-based plans were fairly modest this past year at about 5%. The biggest concern I hear about as I travel the state is from those who are worried about pre-existing conditions. With this in mind, I propose that we enact a law in Wisconsin that will guarantee coverage of pre-existing conditions.
So healthcare on the national level certainly has been a very contentious issue. The governor recently said he would boost the Affordable Care Act as it is applied in Wisconsin. So how does this healthcare stability plan play into this larger goal?
So the reinsurance plan that he's talking about there would be, I guess the idea is to make sure that insurance companies don't go away or that they don't charge insurance premiums that are completely unaffordable. So you're talking about an infusion of government cash to these insurance companies. Most of it would be federal money. There would be a portion of it that would be from the state. The governor says that would come from savings in the Medicaid program, although at this point we don't exactly know, you know, what those would be. But this is not something that would go directly to healthcare consumers. It would go to the insurance companies. They would potentially have the option of lowering premiums because they got that infusion of government cash, but we don't know that that would be a requirement for getting this. And we don't know that, you know, we don't know what the right price is to make sure that it works. You know, is $200 million enough? We're not sure. And this is a, I mean, this is an idea that's relatively new in terms of its rollout. So we're still learning the details and the cost on that.
WPR's Capital Bureau Chief Sean Johnson with us recapping the state of address that was given just a couple hours ago. And Sean, another part of the address that seemed to be kind of a late addition to the issues that have been floating around is this $100 million tax credit that will go to families with children, $100 per child.
Yeah, that's, and to describe it on stage, the governor brought a number of kids and presumably parents up there too, but there were kids up there on stage as he said, look, this is real money. Could buy a pair of shoes. You know, it could help out in a number of ways.
And where's that money coming from?
Well, he's saying it's from a surplus in the state budget because, I mean, the state does have a balance in its general fund now because tax revenues are better than were projected when, you know, when they passed the budget. So it's not a huge balance by any means, but there is money in the state's general fund. And the governor has said in the past that when they have that, he wants to return it to the taxpayers. The thing with doing that immediately is this is all based off of projections. And I mean, a few years ago, there were projections that there was a lot of money in the general fund and they turned out to be wrong. And so the state spent that money, used it for tax cuts, and then it had to go back and have budget cuts to make up the difference when that money didn't come through. So this is a very brand, you know, this is hot off the presses here, this $100 per kid tax credit. And, you know, we need to learn the details on that. But anytime you're talking about a tax credit based on projected surplus, you're going to run into those issues. And it's not something that's going to go away either, presumably. Future governors, future legislatures, future budgets would have that lost revenue to deal with.
As you said, the governor's kind of repeated chorus was, we are getting positive things done for the people of Wisconsin. Assembly Minority Leader Gordon Hintz provided the Democratic response, and he had a little different take on things.
Yeah. One thing that Gordon Hintz has been pretty consistent about as Assembly Democratic Minority Leader is that that he wants to talk about Foxconn and does it whenever he's given the chance, really. I mean, that has become kind of a galvanizing message for Democrats. It is one of the governor's big accomplishments in office. I mean, it's hard to think of a more consequential bill that he signed in this term anyway than the Foxconn bill. But it's something Democrats want to talk about because they can frame it as the state spending $3 billion cash for this foreign corporation that it could have been using for other things here in Wisconsin.
And I think recently, actually, some estimates were saying it's closer to $4.5 billion.
Yeah, so if you total up all the local money and, you know, the entirety of the Foxconn package, money for expanding a highway that the state might not have otherwise done, then you get up to $4.5 billion. But in terms of a cash payment to Foxconn, that's more like $3 billion from state government, not a tax cut, but like actually a cash payment. So the governor did talk about that in his speech as well. It was about 35 minutes in. So there was some question, will the governor bring this up or not? Because he knows the political pros and cons here. It's not something he brought up in the very beginning. He didn't mention it. But he didn't make it like the crown jewel of his State of the State speech in an election year.
Anything else that Gordon Hintz touched on that we should make note of?
I think for Hintz, it's kind of about, it seems like it was about providing that contrast. And the other thing that sticks out is he talked about transportation. I mean, Democrats want to talk about transportation and the fact that Republicans weren't able to agree to a transportation budget that would fix the state's transportation woes. You know, road conditions are a tangible, piece of evidence of whether state government is fixing problems or not. And so that's something you can expect to hear Democrats talk about quite a bit.
Sean, thanks so much for joining us.
You're very welcome.
Sean Johnson is Wisconsin Public Radio's State Capitol Bureau Chief. He joined us to recap the governor's goals for the coming year. You can tune in tomorrow to both the morning show and to Central Time for more analysis and discussion about the State of the State address, and we'll ask what you think as well.